Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the rain of righteousness. Thank you, Father God, for the amazing love that you have for the world and for your people and for all creation. And thank you, Jesus, you're the word that comes to wash us, to enlighten us, and to lift us up. And thank you, Holy Spirit, you're the rain of the Spirit. We thank you as it's raining now, cats and dogs. Thank you, Lord, that you, the Holy Spirit, that you were right here in the beginning, and with the love of the Father and the Word came your mighty powers. You just brought beauty. You brought form to the unformed earth. And I thank you, Lord, again. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You're restoring. You're bringing your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So thank you for the rain of righteousness that is washing us, that is lifting us, that is quickening us into all that you have in mind on this earth for each and every person and for every creature. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our readings are Romans 8, verse 1 and 2, but I'm also going to read Romans 7, verse 24. What an agonizing situation I'm in. So who has the power to rescue this miserable man from the unwelcome intruder of sin and death? And then Romans 8 verse 1 and 2. With the arrival of Jesus the Messiah, the fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ's being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation, the Spirit of life in Christ. Like a strong wind has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death.
Hallelujah. This is the beautiful conclusion to Romans 7, where the whole fate of the humanity, because of one man, Adam, that opened the door, and then the power of the devil that took hold of man. And so the good that man was supposed to do, he can't do. And so we went through that last week. But now we come to the wonderful conclusion. And in Romans 7, you also had it. Anita just read it there now. Verse 24. Who will deliver me from this body of the sins of the flesh? So sin is a power. It's a body. And Ephesians 2 verse 2 explains that body. It says it's a spirit at work in sons of disobedience. But praise God, we have come out through the gospel, through a hearing about the gospel of salvation. We accept the Lord, we come out, and then that power is put out from us. That spirit is no longer in us. And that's why it's so important. The Bible tells us now to put on Christ, make no provision for the flesh. So, and then you've got the Ephesians 6, put on the armor of God. And we can see that's all beautiful. None of the deception, none of the lies, nothing of the fall, but it's all of the resurrection. It's been a co-heir with Jesus. It's walking in the footsteps of Jesus, having the righteousness of Jesus, having salvation in your head, and quenching every dart of this evil sin, the deception, the lie that is there to rob us. Because Romans 8 says so beautiful, there's now no condemnation. What was the condemnation? We sometimes just read that and we don't go back to the context. The condemnation was that man couldn't be what they were supposed to be because the doors hadn't been opened yet. But now the door has been opened. God so loved the world, he sent his son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. And so that's why it's so important to know this new and this better covenant and enter in through Jesus into the love of the Father, being led by Jesus, staying in the light as he's in the light, as co-heirs, and receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. So Romans 8 verse 1 and 2 says so nicely, there's now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. There's nothing holding you back. Answers are made available. The problems are being sorted out. The darkness has been dealt with. The light is here. The curses have been resolved. Every curse has been taken away, and the blessings of Abraham now restored in every way in Jesus. And it goes on so beautifully, and it tells you how and through whom. It says, because the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. So there's freedom there. There is answers there. There is light. There is blessings. And that's what we've got to. We mustn't be concerned with what this one says and what that one says. He says, you're not wise when you compare yourself with yourself. And then you go think horrible thoughts. And you're not wise when you compare yourself with others. But where you find your true mate, your true life, you find it in Jesus, in the love of God, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you agree with the wonderful promises of our Lord Jesus Christ as co-heirs, that's when you can arise and shine, for your light has come. So wake up to no more being caught up in the things of this world, the spirit of this world. That is what we got caught up with in, and that was the power that held us back and deceived us. But now we got the power of the Holy Spirit. It's raining here, cats and dogs. Let it rain, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Pour out your spirit on each and every one. Thank you, Lord, that we've had this time of 5 years of such death and deception that manifest itself here on this world. But thank you, Lord, that that darkness is now opportunity for your wonderful light, revival, your spirit being poured out on all flesh and restoring this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.